Known as the Lion City, Singapore is the second most densely populated independent country in the world. In just 150 years, Singapore has grown into a thriving center of commerce and industry. Aside from its booming economy, Singapore serves as home to many of the world's religions such as Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Taoism, Sikhism, and many others. On many occasions, our association members invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to visit Singapore to share her knowledge and wisdom. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled We Are Originally Pure on March 6, 1993.
Singapore is a very good place, so I don't need to worry about you. Your economic situation is first class, and the government is very wise and loving. So I have no need to ask you whether you're okay or not. I know you're okay. So I say the Singaporean people or the overseas Chinese in Singapore or the Singapore citizens are very fortunate and should feel happy. Yeah, it's a very good city. Clean and very open. In some of the country, it's difficult to get visa to come in, but Singapore, no. So one day I told one of the ambassadors of another country, well, in your country, it's difficult to get visa to come in. I don't understand why. And he also said he didn't understand why, but it's just a policy of that country. They're afraid that people all come illegally in their countries, refuse to leave, just like they're in Samadhi. They just stay in Samadhi forever in that country and don't want to leave. Therefore, the government of that country just put a lot of pressure on the visa issue, maybe. And some people cannot get visa to enter that country. So they say because the government afraid the people will come and go into Samadhi, into their land, and don't want to go. I want to make a fortune there. I said, why? I said, because that country is very rich. I said, Singapore also very rich, top class. So, and they allow people to come in and out freely for a certain length of time. Of course, if you want to stay longer, that will go into consideration. But some businessmen or some traveler people, they just want to see your country and just to talk to your people. And then they have to wait in queue for 3 days just for a visa. Or maybe they don't even get it. And what is the point? And many people come to Singapore without visa, but they never stay in Samadhi forever here. Even Singapore is very rich and free. And Hong Kong is also very rich and free, but not everybody come and stay there. And also European common market, they also allow free visa. But then not all the poor will come and take Samadhi in Germany or England or France. Even though some of their country may be poorer than the other, but they don't empty the whole country into another one just because of visa-free problem. So I thought this is a little bit problem of the world. Just by the way mentioned, because Singapore is a free country. And I'm happy for you. I have been to some other country which sometimes are less fortunate than you. Well, they are happy in some way. They have enough material substance to live on, but some freedom are restricted. Sometimes too much freedom is restricted. And human life sometimes is not as glorious as it should be. And human dignity has not been consider the most valuable subject in the world. So Singaporean people are very fortunate, and I am also honored to be in your country and to be of some free service. And in few days I will leave for another also free country, but with visa. Yes, sometimes it's difficult with a visa, huh? Because we have no time and difficulty. But if some country like Singapore, I'll come anytime. It's very easy and free. Because decent people, they don't just stay illegally in a country. just because the country hospitalization is high, they would feel even ashamed, because we respect the dignity, so they will respect the law. It is a very psychological phenomenon. Hmm? Just like when you respect somebody, that person also very much respect you. Maybe in the beginning he doesn't understand, or his manner was rough because he was so used to with rough treatment, and his background treated him that way. But later, he will learn to respect you. It's like some so-called illegal people, they will learn to respect the law because the law respects the dignity as a human being. So I'm happy that somehow your government, your people is wise and very cooperate with each other. That's what makes the country great. Not only economically, but in wisdom and strength, and make other countries step back and don't want to cause trouble. And dare not to cause trouble. Not that we have a lot of guns and power and bombs that people are scared of us. Not really. If the people are united and wise, and the government is tolerant and truly work for people, the country is safe. Safer than any bomb standing around. Switzerland also, very safe country. They don't use gun every day. They have gun, but they don't use them. That's how we respect human dignity and have a good result in return. So from ancient time, good and wise government always bring happiness and prosperity to people. And in return, people will respect. And that's what makes a country peaceful and prosperous. We don't need to use gun and power or anything. We just use love and respect for each other, and the country will bloom. But it takes a wise people to rule a country, and it takes wise people to accept the ruler who is wise. So both cooperate with each other and bring the country into one of the top of the world. And you deserve the position, even though your country is small and has no natural resource. And in some countries they have a lot of natural resource, but they don't develop. They have no power. They have to rely on foreign power to survive. And they're scared of everything, everybody. It is maybe because the policy of the country is a little bit less wise, or maybe the people of the country are less obedient. So that is their problem they have to consider. And maybe some of the nations should learn from Singapore, your people's discipline and your government's wise ruling system. Of course, sometimes you are unsatisfied with some of the government proposal, but then you can protest, and the government always consider. It's just like how many children you should make and all that. But the government can always propose. You don't have to accept, and that should be all right between you. Sometimes it's difficult to rule a country, but anyhow, I think the Singapore people are very cute. They listen, but when they don't like it, they say no. It's very good, and the government is also very tolerant and listening to the people, because they're truly for the people. Therefore, whatever you don't like, they consider to change it or to make it better. Yeah, and that's a good government. Everyone make mistakes sometimes, or sometimes do something that we don't like, but it's okay. It's okay. We do also a lot of mistakes, but we change and we make it better by practicing meditation, by upholding virtues and abiding by the natural law, and also by taking care of our own family's moral and spiritual progress. We contribute more and more each day to the country, to the development and peacefulness of the country. And in that case, it gets better and better each day, because we already have a high standard. The people who live in a high standard of life and discipline, they are more or less already very spiritual. The government also, if they are wise and compassionate, loving to the people, and truly dedicated to the nation, they are already more or less very spiritual inside. Maybe the ruling people came from a higher planet, so they already have love and wisdom within themselves, and to come here just to help the people. So they are also saints in some degree. And if you people also understand this and cooperate and make the country prosper by discipline and moral, then you are also saints in some degree. The spiritual people, very spiritual, even before you met me. Even before you practice the light and sound method, you were already spiritual. But by starting from that high level of spirituality, we progress quicker than every other country or maybe other race of human beings. Therefore, last year I saw that very clearly. You can see it. Because when I came to Singapore, first time only, the conference place was all full booked, and the people responded so naturally and very lovingly and understandingly. They just asked straight to the point of spiritual practice. And I noticed very well, it is no good just to have money and power. If we have spiritual power also, this will be complete. It's more satisfying and long-lasting. I wish your country to remain this way and progress further, fast, in order to light a bright torch to the whole world, not only economically, but morally, and also spiritually. Some of the Asian countries are going in this direction, and Singapore was very fast. How long we haven't seen each other?
1 year and 3 months.
So maybe you have some bubbling questions inside. Please, if you want to ask me.
Master, sometimes when I'm in very deep meditation and I'm sort of suddenly feel very overwhelming feeling, such that I got out of meditation and I cry, you see. But it's because the sense of overwhelmingness and I don't understand.
What kind of overwhelming
feeling? Like something seems to affect me like that, overwhelming by something, but I don't know what is it.
You don't know what it is?
Yes.
Kind of a joyful feeling or sorrowful?
It's neither sorrowful nor joyful, but...
understand. Just kind of relieved, right?
Yes, yes.
Like very much relieved of something.
But just poor kind of thing.
Understand.
Yes.
And you couldn't control that even.
Yeah, and yes. I just come out and I sort of cried and then I get back to meditation, but... I'm rather puzzled because it happens a few times. In fact, it just happens to me while I was meditating here just now.
You cry again?
Yes, I did.
No wonder. Look outside, all wet. It's because of you. Next time when you cry in your own room and don't cry in group meditation. You have to consider other people convenient. You make rain all over. It's all right. It happens to many of the practitioners, because we are cleansed inside of many blockage, many emotional knots, and we just feel happy, just kind of relax, and kind of free to express anything we want to do, even to cry or to laugh or to feel easy about life, or just to feel free, to feel like a human being, yes. So sometimes we cry without reason, all right? If that doesn't give you uncomfortable feeling, it's okay.
No, it doesn't. It just makes me feel closer to you.
Oh, fine, then it's fine. You see, because we cleanse a lot of the dross inside that we don't even know, that we're not even aware of, because we are too much conditioned, sometimes by the custom, by the society, by the different sexes, like female and male. So our emotion is blocked up somewhere and bottled up. And so sometimes when we meditate, we're just free, free of everything. So we just feel the brain is also relieved of pressure. And so it comes out. It's just a natural phenomenon, just like when you feel so happy or you resolve some of the unbearable burden or problem. You just feel overjoyed and the tears fall down, right? Just like when you see somebody you love for a long time. You also cry uncontrollably. Or when you are so pressed by some misfortune or something unpleasant, you also cannot control and it releases the tears. And after that, you feel relieved. So when we meditate, it's also similar. And without any pressure, we cry, or without any joy, we cry. That is because some hidden pressure inside now is also released. That's why after we cry, we always feel better. In ordinary circumstance, right? We feel better, we feel more relieved. But then there are some hidden emotion inside that we have never come in touch with. That's why our body sometimes is aching here, and burdened there, or we have ulcer here, and itching there. These are the blocked emotion.
which we can call bad karma, 业障. Actually, 业障 or bad karma is a kind of blockage, a natural flow of energy somewhere. And so that causes our burden in the mind or in the body. That's why when we meditate, it's released and we feel relieved. Just like when we're so happy, we cry. Or when we too much pressure and we're so cornered, you know, we have nothing else we can do, so we cry. At least it's relieve our emotion, our negative energy. Therefore, the more you meditate, the less burden you feel. And you might not understand why. It is because the negative energy is erased. And we get freer and freer each day. But we cannot always feel free like this because we are in touch with the society and other relatives or relationship, and then we are caught again into kind of a web, and then we have again blockage, and then we meditate and we relieve it again. Therefore, we must meditate every day. Otherwise, initiation is enough. Free. Go nirvana.
One last one. One day when I was doing group meditation, I went into very deep meditation and I didn't want to get out of it. And when I got out of it, I was very happy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because when we are in meditation, especially group meditation, the charging power, the blessing power is very strong because we were in touch with the supreme power within us, with the Supreme Master. All of you are Supreme Master. Just that you might not want to recognize, or maybe you're too humble to accept your supreme position. It's very good to meditate, especially group meditation. That's why. That's why you don't want to get out of it. I'm happy that you have good experiences. That's what makes your faith stronger in the teaching of the Master and make you go on more positively on the path.
During my deep meditation, I came across voices. And these voices are a prayer, a typical prayer from a Muslim.
Yes.
And I'm not Muslim, but I don't know how the words came out to be true exactly in the prayer of a Muslim where I check is correct.
Maybe you live near a mosque or something.
I did check that. I look around also.
Not even. Maybe you have a Muslim friend?
No. When I was young, yes. There was a mosque, very young that time.
Oh, you live next to a mosque?
Yes, very long time ago. But this time, it keeps on coming every day.
Oh.
Or very often. But what I want to know is whether it's the inner master that reveals to me because the wordings are quite exact to the prayer in a Muslim, or is it just the inner sound as well?
Do you feel better after that?
I feel like I want it every now and then.
You feel what?
I need it. Like I want it. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, because the part when it asks for Father, very, very nice. It's prayer for Father.
Oh.
Our Father, I mean.
Yes.
But what I don't understand is it's typical opposite to what I know is a Muslim.
No, all religions are one. That's what I have been telling you. And the basic teaching of our religion is to point to the One. Therefore, sometimes the Buddhists see Jesus, and the Christians see Buddha, and the non-Muslim see Muhammad or Allah. So anyhow, enjoy the oneness of all beings. And you don't have to cling to that. You don't need to like it and need it. When it comes, it comes. And when it's time to go, you should let it go. Actually, we don't have to be Muslim to know the Quran. So now you see, once we are enlightened, we understand all the scriptures and we become the most devoted religious devotee without having to be in any particular religion.
Thank you.
We appreciate your compassionate presence today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part 2 of We Are Originally Pure. More positive programming coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May heaven's blessings and grace be showered upon you and your loved ones.